Sure. Let's use the opportunity over here to take a look at the context of what we're holding in these last omelet and three quarters. Let's remind ourselves there are four parts. There are four parts of the sugya, and we've arrived at the fourth part now. B'shatayv umutzlachas. There are four parts to the sugya. They're intertwined, obviously, be'ikar, as we're going to see in the coming week. The first part of the sugya spoke about a shayla of which said as follows. One is, and I'm stressing from the beginning, A, because I want to hold up the whole thing, and B, I want to set us up for what's coming next week. The first thing is that the Gemara says that Shnayim Erechus Metalos. Let's remind ourselves how we got started into this whole mess. We started with Shnayim Erechus Metalos with the Din of Yachleku. The Gemara says explicitly on Daf Vav and Aleph that by Shnayim Erechus Metalos, if one guy grabbed the other guy was like a tzavach, he can't grab. You cannot grab from Yachleku. Now this Gemara is going to float to the surface again this week, because now that we've arrived at part four, which discusses can you grab or not. So now you appreciate what I said the first day of the sugya. Right? That the Gemara says, Shnayim Erechus Metalos, you can't grab. Now, as things are going to unravel this week, as we start to build the shitas of the Rishayin in places, the Rosh, the Rajba, the Ramban, or the Ramban before the Rajba, so we're going to see that there's a machlekes by Mechavel Varaya, whether you can grab or not, when you can grab, Tisa Bershos, when you're Bari, all types of sets of rules and rules, Shabbat rules. But remember, we have to remember, and this is going to play a major role in the coming week. On Amud Aleph, in part one of the Sugi, it said explicitly that by Atalas, you cannot grab. Either Katzavach, anyway, you can't grab. It means that's etched in stone that by Yachleku, you can't grab. Why is it that on Amud Aleph, it was a double posture, you can't grab from Yachleku, and Amud Beis? Machlekes, Rabbi and Avuna, whether you can grab from Matu Varaya, that's something that's going to be on our table as we examine the rules which govern the din of Tuk for Kayim Mitzin and Amitzin and Bayam Matu Varaya. But that's etched in the stone. So let's continue what was part one about. Having said that you can't grab, so the only way you can grab is where is by Shazak Vakach Tzavach. And there was a suffix whether Shazak Vakach Tzavach is it a Hidah or is not a Hidah. We spoke about a big Shaila whether that Hidah is a full scale Hidah, like the Rival learned and others learned. Excuse me, is it a full-scale Hidah? Or the Pshat is, it's only a Tzitzit Rishos. That was really section one of the Sugya, which at the end of the day was some sort of Balbata Shashayla, whether the Shtik is a Shtik or not. Part two of the Sugya began, an Im Timtso Leimar. Part two of the Sugya, by the way, you'll realize, you'll agree with me, and that's why I'm just spending the morning today to take a step back over here to see what's going on. Part two of the sugi is that part two of the sugi really, the etzem, let's remind ourselves, okay? It's not connected to Tabor Gamboa. Part two of the sugi is, we're going to call it the sugi of Mesusa. The suffix of Mesusa was, according to everybody, a very, very unusual suffix. There was a suffix on a Mesusa, and there was a suffix on a Mesusa, and what? And one of the parties, without grabbing, wanted to go make it hektish. So what's the suffix? Bechari le'de bichal, suffix hektish. The answer is, but it's ene b'shusay. And the suffix of the Gemara was by Mesusa, whether or not you can go ahead and make hektish a thing that you don't have yet, but you could grab. That was the suffix by Mesusa. And that suffix of Mesusa, when I'm talking topic number two in the Sugya, the Gemara brought a raya from Tuk for Kayim, because the Gemara that happened to help two things. One is that the Kedusha, the Giza of Avodah of a Bechor, comes machmas, the Kohen making it, and two, in order for him to make it, he has to be able to grab it. So if a Kohen is able to grab it, right, because he holds Tuk for Kayim and was every other. And the Kedusha comes machmas him, so then we have a raya that a zach, that a person could theoretically grab, is enough under his control to make it hektish. That was the sugya of Mesusa. Everything Gemara, there's no right to talk for Kohen. A, because the Kohen can't grab it. And therefore it's Kedusha Ba Me'ala. We had a Shiloh this week. What does Kedusha Ba Me'ala mean? What does Kedusha Ba Me'ala mean? Rav Shach, that more completely back down, and that has nothing to do with Mamon Kohen at all. Well, Kishabala means it does have to do with Mamon Kohen, but it's not the Kohen who's making the Kedusha. So it is because it is Mamon Kohen, but it's not the Kohen who's making the Kedusha. In which case, I don't care whether he can grab or not. Interesting Shiloh, what does Kedusha Bal Melech mean? But anyway, we're still on topic number two. So topic number two is what we call the Sugya Mesusa, which is, can a person make something Hegdish which you don't have right now, even though it's out of your Shusa, and is the fact that you could go ahead and grab it, is that called an upper Shusa or not? Under that topic number two, broke out a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, we'll call it. Yeah? Under topic number two, after we clarified what topic number two is, broke out a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Broke out a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What is topic number one? Rashi learned Mefurish. Suffolk number one is the same suffolk as Mesusa, what I just described. So what is the suffolk? Let's figure it out. Shimer is Metallus, and one of them wants to be Magdish it, and he could grab it when? He could grab it in terms of Lema Yidei, what? Sosvakach Tzorach, remember? And the question is whether the ability to grab it is gives me rights to make it Hekdish. Tosfos argues ferociously. Tosfos, by the way, when you take a look back at the rearview mirror, Tosfos is shocking, because Tosfos takes the first suffix out of the context of the Gemara. He says it's a weird suffix. The suffix was that when a guy made it hektish and the other guy was shesek, is the shtikah kredo or not? Why does he learn that the suffix is whether you can grab it or not? The answer is, you have no rights to grab it. You're not allowed to grab a Steinberg's and Metallus. You could grab it, then it's already done. That's not called you can grab it. Grabbing means that machmas the suffix have a right to grab it. Grabbing means that in the state of the suffix it's birshusay. Grabbing means that in the state of the suffix it's under my control to grab it. By the way, you realize now that what I just said connects back to what I started with today. What did I start with today? That in section number one of the sugya it says you can't grab by Shemeres and Metallus. You can grab by where? By Shalz Vakar Sama. So Rashi learns that the only way to grab by Shemeres and Metallus is only when what? If it's Oida. There's no other way to grab. Tesis, no other way to grab. You can't grab by Shemeres. It'll be Oida. So there's no suffix anymore. So then, in the state of suffix right now, you don't have anything. Rashi learns that Shalz Vakar Sama is not Oida. Shalz Vakar Sama is what? Is a tefisa brishus. So that means in the state of suffix, I have the ability to get hold of it. So we said, if you remember, something fascinating. There's so many details in what we learned. We have machlekes Rashi Tosfos whether a tefisa brishus can get me out of Shnayim Erechim Metallus. Tosfos holds, and this is connected to what I started with. Tosfos holds, you cannot grab by Shnayim Erechim Metallus, period. And therefore, tefisa brishus won't help either. And the only thing that can help is what? Is Haidah. And if the only thing that can help is Haidah, so that's not called you have rights to grab it, because you don't have rights to grab it. So then that can't be suffix number one. Suffix number one has to be Baal Batish. By the same token, Rashi learns, no. That Shneimers and Metallus, albeit it's true, you can't grab it, but you can grab it with the Tvisa Vershals. Fascinating Machlekes, Rashi Taisus behind the curtains, which therefore allows Rashi to learn the Intim Zolaima of the Gemara. The last Rashi's learned in terms of the Gemara is going on what? That the suffix of number one is also a suffix of due rights to grab it, because the grabbing, that means what do we have behind the scenes? What we have behind the scenes over here is the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos is whether or not, in order to take care of the problem that you're not allowed to grab by Shneimers and Metallus, in order to take care of the problem that you're not allowed to grab by Shneimers and Metallus, do I need a Hidah? Is a Tisa Rishos enough? What do we say? We didn't say what could we call the Machlekes. Some people want a Taina. Maybe, Ulay. But Machlekes L'shitasam, that according to Tosfos, each guy is holding on to half. Right? According to Tosfos, holds an Ansadi the Nachai, an Ansadi the High. So then the only way you can grab is with a Haidah. Tisa Bershos doesn't change it. So what if you have a Tisa Bershos, but I have an Ansadi? And Rashi L'shitasam holds that you're holding on to the whole Talis. Right? Rashi and the Beis and the Beis, they're both holding on to the whole Talis. So then a Tvisa Bershos could help, because I don't have an answer that half is yours, I was happy with such a shot. Maybe. Perfect. It's nice, no? You heard what I said, no? We have a Machlekes over here. What do you need to get out of? Those you can't grab by Shneimers and Metallus. What do you need to get out of Shneimers and Metallus? So some people want to tie into that. Rashi, Tvisa Bershos holds an answer that I have an answer that I have. Each guy has an answer that I have. So stop doing it. Tvisa Bershus doesn't know, but I have an Ansadi, that's wine. Oh, Tvisa Bershus is not only done. So Tvisa Bershus, I'll let you take it. What do you mean? I have an Ansadi, that's wine. So Tvisa Bershus went up. The only thing that's going to work is Haidah. Mashenki and Rashi, Lunz, the Bez, and they're both holding on to the whole thing. So then Tvisa Bershus could help. Maybe. Ulai, that's the shot. It could be this very deep Sharosh into this Machoikis about what do I need to fix the problem that you now let it grab from Sinai. It could be this other Pshatim also.
Why is
everyone
not super excited about this?
You're excited? Yeah. Not sure it's right. Not sure it's true. Not sure that's the only kind of shot over here. We'll have to see. You happy with it? Do you think it's a good shot? Jeremy?
Yeah.
Schmidt, you hold it's a good shot?
I'm not sure.
See?
Resonates
with
my interest.
Can you? That he can't do it vis-a-vis virtuals.
Yeah.
It depends what he's on that base. Correct? That's what you mean. We had speakers, how wide is it? Is it an Ansadi? Is it a real Ansadi? Is it not a real Ansadi? That's what you mean. Shmidi thinks like me. Well, even a bigger Shvach is I'm thinking like you. I've been waiting all the years. Okay, here's the Ayin Bazaar. That's another mega machlekes behind this. What do we have? We have topic number one, the Inala to grab, and there's a suffix of Abzera. We have topic number two, the Gemara glided into that because the Gemara bought the big three speakers of Mesusa. Tezla, she doesn't can't learn because of what we just said. Rashi learns all very good. And then we have this whole topic called Mesusa, which is a separate topic for itself, which is something which you have the right to grab. Could you make it Hegdish? And that brought us to nothing less than this monumental Tezis on the bottom, who added on to the second sad of whether you can't do it, this whole shtickle that would come with Ramine and you're allowed to grab back and forth, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like we spoke at length, Ayin Shom Hetev. Be great. That's going to make a Hegdish, it's going to be Paka. I texted just said before, Su Loi Paka. The answer is that's when you're being Magdish and Machmas and Din, that is yours. Here being Magdish and Machmas and called Dolong Rab. Be great. Tifa Raid, everyone remembers it, and there's no need to talk about it. You don't remember, Zeka? What? No, we don't have time. Topic number three that we saw in the Sugi, I want to stay on the general path here. Topic number three, so because of topic two, we snuck in backwards to the Suffolk Bechor. How do you get into Suffolk Bechor? Because the Gemara and the Havamina learned that one of the reasons why the Bechor is Kodesh is because it's as if the Kohen made it Hegdish. In order for the Kohen to make it Hegdish, it's out of his Rishos, because where's the poor Bechor sitting? It's sitting by the Israel. The answer is because he could grab it. Well, how could he grab it? Only Tuk Bechor and anyone see me other, correct? If Dr. McCoy and anyone see me other, and he's allowed to grab it, and he's the one who makes it Hegdish, so then we have a resolution of Mesusa Shaila. That's something that you can grab, you can make it Hegdish. Correct? Now we get to part four. So, no, Dr. McCoy and see me other, you can't grab. So that can't be the Pshabek Gizah for you. There's no riot from Bechor to Mesusa. And that brought us now to the doorsteps of topic three. What's topic three? Topic three is another whole sugya. No, those are good. Not connected to topic one, not connected to topic two. Once we got into this business, and now the Gemara started to bring rayas, whether Tuk Bechor Metzi Miyada or not. And the Gemara bought a famous raya. What's the famous raya the Gemara bought? Tuk Bechor, if it's Ema Metzi Miyada, so how could the Yisrael give the 10th Behemah as Ma'aseh Behemah? Haloi, is Sofik Poitim Moina Moina Shechavir. Elamai, it's a raya that Tuk Bechor Metzi Miyada, and then it's okay. Now this topic three, how do we get into it? We got into it because topic two brought down Rav Avnuna. Rav Avnuna's raya was based on the fact that you're allowed to grab. The Gemara says you're not allowed to grab. Once you're not allowed to grab, the whole Rav Avnuna collapsed, and the whole raya to Mesusa collapsed. Once we arrived at this, we arrived at topic three. He says, Rab, I'll bring you a raya that you can't grab. And Memelo, the whole Rav Avnuna collapses. What's a raya you can't grab? Because if the Kohen be able to grab, you point the Menemar Shechavera. State in the Gemara that if the Kohen cannot grab, then everything's fine. And this brought us to the famous Shaila. Why is everything fine? The Gemara says that if the coin could grab, it's no good, because by the Mana Shechaveroi, Elamai, the coin can't grab. And now we understand why the Yisrael is able to go pay Ma'aseh Behemah. That brought us to the mega topic which we spent a half a week on. Why should it work? Hamitzvah of Raya. Hamitzvah of Raya is a moment, it's the Kipshat, a Psak, and over here we're talking about Yisrael, we're talking about Mitzvahs, we're talking about Ma'aseh Behemah. So why? So there are two questions. One is, there are two questions that we asked. One question in topic three. Topic three is a whole finem for itself. Topic three is a whole world for itself. Topic three is, why is it, A, that if Tuk for Koyin ain't Matzi Miyada, you can't make it an Ma'aseh Behemah? And why is it that if he Matzi Miyada, why couldn't you make it an Ma'aseh Behemah? The first question is, why is Hoizik Vel Raya enough for Maizik Vehemi in general? Forget about grabbing and not grabbing, okay? And the second question was, why is it, why do I care if he could grab it or not? One question is, why is it enough if he can't grab it? And the other question is, well, and if he could grab it, and after the answer to question one, what do I care if he could grab it? That's the way to set it up. Question number is, why if he can't grab it, is it called enough for Maizik Vehemi? It's a Suffolk Isura. Question two is, and on the tzad, you'll answer that question. The question is the other way around. So why, if you could grab it, doesn't disturb it? Another question that we asked was, which I consider to be the major question on topic three, why is it that b'negeah to the etzem din of hametz mechavev raya, of eating it and burning it and destroying it and lesigzol, there's no shaila whether you can grab it or not? I don't care. You're allowed to do it. When it comes to point of minor, all of a sudden, I do care about whether or not you can grab it or eat it all that. So, I really put down now three questions, if you remember, right? What are the three questions? One is, why is, in general, Hoizik Vel Raya enough for Maizik Vehemi? Two is, what do I care if the guy can grab it? And third, why is it that Legeat Gzela, I don't care whether I can grab it or not, okay? So there were three approaches to this. One approach is Rav Chanan. Three Veltz approaches to this relationship. Topic three is called, when Mammon meets Issur. That's topic three. Topic three is what happens when Mammon meets Issur. So Mohanan said that when Mammon meets Issur, it depends what Hamas Mubarak is. If Hamas Mubarak is Sakvadai, then it's Machriya for Issur. It's Machriya. It's Mammon. It's only a Safik, then only works for money and not for Issur. So we asked the Kasha, very nice. I said, what does it have to do with whether you can grab or not? Said Mohanan, this tremendous chiddush. What did Mohanan say? It doesn't have to do with whether you can grab or not. It's not Shaykhus. The Hakir is a Hakir. Just enough. The Machlik is whether you can grab or not. It's totally whether it's a Vada, it's a Safik. Strange shot, but that's what Mohanan says. I'll ask me, so why don't they have the same shot by Gzela? So we say Gzela is different because Gzela is a moment of the Kadin. Something we're supposed to go right, there's no Gzela on. But Mohanan didn't even deal with that question. I mean, it's a bomb question of Mohanan. What's Mohanan saying? That the ability of moment to rush behind Isser is telling whether it's a Sakvadi or not. And it's not really telling whether you can grab it or not. Just grabbing or not is a simin to whether it's a Sakvadi or not. Grabbing, that's the point of Mohanan, grabbing doesn't play a role at all. Just grabbing is a raya. If you could grab, it's a raya. That's a suffix. If you can't grab, it's a raya. That's a vaday. And then if it's a vaday, it works for us. That's all I meant. So then I'm a bomb kasha. And why did the government let sigzels is no problem? If it's a vaday, yeah. If it's a suffix, not. You have to say that the sigzels is different. That's gang number one. Gang number two was a pshat of the nesivis, who said that chas v'shalom, you have to remember the nesivis the rest of your life. Chas v'shalom said the nesivis in the letter to the Chabad Shlomo. Chas v'shalom, that Hamasim Vavarai Mechadai, there's no way in the world is about it, there's nothing more than a suffix. And it can't paskin for Gzela, and it can't paskin for Vaisim Hema. Gzela is a local reason because suffix Gzela Torah Den Asa, right? What? Yetzer Bracious is already, what do you call it? Line there, good. Yeah, the Yetzer Bracious said it's not also. What about Maisim Hema? That's because of Karanam Miyayish. The Eidl realizes, taking a look back, what a patchwork of band-aids the Nesivas put together to hold up this piece of Gemara. I want to tell you whether you can grab or not. Whether the guy's Miyayish or not. Yeah? You guys eating on something? No, did I suffer? That's a tricky thing.
Explaining
between minor and Ishmael. Between minor and Ishmael, not for now, yeah. And Shuki doesn't know the difference. So what's going to help you? Hey, Chucky.
Yeah.
What?
Correct.
You don't even know how to spell Ishbitz. In Hebrew or English. Yeah? Weiter. Is that clear? That's the extremist Nesivus. I mean, according to Nesivus, it's a complete collapse. It doesn't work for Gzela, it doesn't work for Maisa Behemoth, it's only a Soyuz Nesivus because it's for your life. Hamaitse Ravaya only works for Mominus, only works for Gzela, because it doesn't work for anything else. Everything else, you're going to have to go find yourself local things why it works. Shocking. Not to be believed. And here it's Yush with the God of it. But by the way, the Nesivus, I don't say, the Nesivus says, Hamasik of Araya only works for Gzela because it's not for Gzela, it doesn't work for anything else. Shocking, not to believe. Hailing in the Nesivus. Reb Shimon took a middle path. He didn't say the extremism of what? Of Mohana Tufadai. He didn't say the nothingness of the Nesivus that is nothing. Reb Shimon said, then Hilchos HaTorah, Isurim, which are mitli toli on moments, the factors, first looks at a mitzvah mevayah, and then it looks at this. And that works for Gezel, and that works for Maisa Behema. I said, what do I care if the guy can grab or not? If we paskin, we paskin. And I'll say it in the most cynical way. How the Reb Shimon said that Gzela and what do you call all the same? So if a paskin's for Gzela, the paskin Maisa Behema. So Shimon himself brought down that by Maisa Behema, this is a special dinner, it has to be a miyuchad l'cha. It can't be that anybody else has rights in it. Right? So we said that all these pshatim are very nice in tifalumdus of whether there's a relationship between mummers and isser. Rashi says not like that. Rashi says tzatzki. Rashi tells us practicalities. And therefore that led us to say a slightly different pshat. That nusuch is that the reason why mummer affects isser is not because the sibus v'shona, not because of v'chona tzvadai, and not because of shimin that every time I check first the mummers. No. The reason why it affects is because the psak of the mummer practically gave it to you. And when the psak of the money gives it to you, it's yours. That means the psak of the money is strong enough to make it yours in God's. You know what I just said? I said a little bit better. The psak of the moment is strong enough to make it yours in God's. And once it's yours in God's, it's the guy we have in heel. This is not exactly Rav Shimon.
But only
what?
But only for him.
I didn't say that yet. We're getting one thing at a time. You're jumping ahead. Yeah? The psak is enough to make it yours. And it makes it, the psak is enough to make it yours. Rav Shimon didn't say that, by the way. Rav Shimon said that when you have an issue that's totally a moment is, first check the moment is, resolve that, and then you can go fight. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's directly yours. The psak made it yours. And something which is yours. And that we said is very geschmack. What happens if the kohen can grab? So the psak didn't make it yours. It's a fourth pshat, completely different pshat. Like Rabbi Friday hit it on correctly. So we had the monumental, famous, world famous kasha, which you're not Yiddish if you don't know this. The kasha from where? From Rashi Daf Beis, where it says that when there's a suffix, whether I sold you the land, so on the land, I'm the Marakama and the Lekech has to bring Bikurim. I, once we pass it on the land, so we know that it's yours, automatically the Bikurim is a Tolada. So we said, be great for Rav Shachan Chazanish that we split the guy himself. It's yours, the Gabi, you. If it's not yours, the Gabi, somebody else. Those are the three parts of the Sukkah. Is that clear? That's very clear. The fourth part, which we began on Wednesday and Thursday, fourth part, which we began on Wednesday and Thursday, is the topic itself. Are you allowed to grab? Are you not allowed to grab? Why can't you grab? When could you grab? We didn't discuss that till now. Up to now we discussed on the side that you could grab. Is it enough for the Israelites to go ahead and how much is it? Up to now we spoke about if you could grab and if you can't grab, how much does the Israel own it? Correct? That was topic three. Topic three was, how much does the Israel who has a psak of a Raya own it? Legabi, all types of Isra and Mitzvah, the Kishalas, in light of the fact that the Kohen could grab or not. Topic four is, can the Kohen grab? And that we began now the Shas Sugya of can you grab or not.